Fucking bees.
He's back.
What's up, boys? How are we?
Ocon, man.
Pretty good, yes. Man.
Nice.
We've assembled the broskies.
Yeah, dude. That's what it's all about right now. It's all that matters.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that'll get us through this, dude. Just loving our bros. Just forging the bonds tighter than ever.
Yeah.
I feel it.
Dude, it's
I
all.
Feel the love.
It's you all we can do right
now.
Yeah.
You're the one tearing it apart.
How?
It's all
How
you
on
think,
earth
bees?
Could that be?
I mean, skis don't show emotion, dude. Can't do that.
True ski.
What?
Zero emotion.
Can't show emotion.
That's not. I've been riding that train for too long. I'm going to start letting my my light shine.
You've been real.
Yeah. I've been holding back.
You got a model for your
I've been
skis,
afraid
dude,
of the criticism. You know what? I'm just going to be me.
That's what I'm talking about.
You think you haven't been emotional?
No. Well, I haven't pushed the top. I've been all negative. I let the negative come out, but I don't show the positive.
Almost zero positive out of you.
Right. So that's it's time for that
you
to change.
Gratitude
Take a look
practice.
At bees.
Yeah.
Almost all positive.
Bees, what are you grateful for right now, top five?
Being here. This is fun.
Hell
Being
yeah.
around my boys.
Nice.
Not showing emotion.
Yes.
That's just 2 through 5 right there.
Nice. Beesing it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good.
I learned a lot from the bees this weekend.
What did you learn?
Just positive energy. Yeah,
man.
Just keeping it.
How was your guys' dog shit?
How was your guys' hotel?
We had a great time.
We did have fun. But it was a weird situation there.
Yeah. We got there and the hotels were booked up, so I couldn't because of the tournament.
Sure.
So the boys stayed on. The broskies had to go to the outskirts of town.
What?
And find a shitty hotel.
We found the closest, cheapest hotel. And then so there was if the Venn diagram of places the broskies can stay and where the strippers are staying.
I was going to say, those hotels tend to be fortresses of prostitutes.
Yeah. There was a lot of... Every time we'd leave, there was a lot of handbags.
Damn.
Oh, yeah, duffel bags.
How did you feel in there?
What? I felt all right.
Yeah. Did you ever stay in a hotel and you look at like that latch door and you're like, I wish I could just like whoever was on the other side. Just open this and connect and be like, dude, let's just keep this open, man.
Keep it open. Have sexual intercourse.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Or maybe just like, you know, whatever. Just watch porn together and like edge.
Something about coming.
Yeah, something related.
There's no way we're opening this
Maybe
middle door.
Maybe you jerk off and I'll watch you, but let's just open this door and figure it out.
I feel like when I was a child, I went to several parties with that door open. I don't know what happened. When I was young, I feel like that happened a lot.
Really?
Yeah, maybe it was just sports.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe that was it, but...
Dude, I'm going to start banging on that door furiously and demanding it be open. Then be like, no, just get in. You know,
yeah, the worst is when you hear like fucking a family on the other side, like just kids...
I don't ever hear anyone, man. Every time I just stare at the door and I'm like, if we both opened it, dude, this would be
this would be
the craziest weekend.
Could be on the other side of that damn thing.
You never know.
Yeah, there's no camaraderie in the hotel.
It stinks, dude.
Not in that one.
Between rooms. Yeah.
Dude, they should do a thing. I want to do a hotel where every like 30 seconds the walls just go transparent for like 1 minute and then they go back. It's
that
like random.
Mm. Yeah. It's a good like sci-fi
fun.
Movie.
Yeah, that'd be fun. Come on.
That'd be terrible.
Let the walls go transparent. I told you, when I was in Hawaii for my honeymoon, there was these windows, and I thought they were, like, you couldn't see through them kind of thing. I'm like, oh, they're tinted. Like, I can see out, but people can't see in, and I was just naked, dude. But during the day, it actually had some sort of reflective properties, but I thought it carried it in nighttime, and I was out by the pool, and I looked up into the hotel, and it was clear as day, saw in someone's room, and I was just standing there naked, like, oh, my God, no one can see me.
Were you masturbating?
Did I masturbate on my honeymoon? Yes, I did, actually.
What?
Hey, man.
Why?
That's why I'm married, fat man. I don't know. I did. I remember that. I remember
did
I
you
like.
You fight at all on the honeymoon?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I mean, I can't even imagine. Like, because at that point, you've been together for like 4 years, 5 years. Of course, you're going to fucking fight.
I suggest not going on a honeymoon.
Really?
Yeah, just go on a wait and don't go on a honeymoon. Go on a regular vacation.
Well, honeymoon was useful for people that didn't fuck.
True.
Or like, kind of chilled on fucking.
Yeah. Especially in the summer, like everyone's windows had to be open. So, like, you were ripping like a nut that was inside of you for a long time and you got home, you got married. That would have been like,
So
you had to fly you and your spouse like somewhere
just a remote island.
Yeah.
Yeah, a cabin. So you can shit.
He's flying back to Nebraska, and you're like, "Hey, Bob. Hey, Steve.
How was the honeymoon?"
Yeah, I remember. I think I fapped on my honeymoon. I remember.
Was it an angry fap? Was it a resentful fap? It was
just
kind of
like, I was just addicted to porn, dude. I was so horny. I didn't know what to do. I just was so addicted to porn, dude.
I've been to that place.
It was like, I still suffer from this little, I'll get pussy and I'll be like, I should jerk off right after. Like, not every single time, but I'm like, a
little treat.
Yeah, I'm kind of like, a little bonus round. Just watch something crazy.
Do you ever masturbate after you have sex?
After? No.
All the time.
Or like the day after
sex.
These two fucking sex creeps.
Like literally you come and then you're like, I should masturbate?
No. Yeah. I'm talking about like the day after I mean, if it's like a couple of hours have passed, you wake up in the middle of the night and you're like.
Yeah.
The worst is when
you got the gears going.
The worst when you do fap and then.
She wants sex.
Base hernia. Oh, she can tell. Oh, yeah. At this point, she can tell. She'll take me in her mouth and go, did you fap? I'm like,
ew. Fap, she'll take you in. She takes you in.
It's my wife.
True. I apologize. But oral sex is a sin, but yes.
Not with us.
Actually, unless it does lead to a cream pie, it's all good.
I gotta be careful on the CPs just for another month, a couple months.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm telling you, women have kids. I was telling you guys, they ovulate. After a woman has a kid, shortly afterwards, their ovulation thing almost like reverses where they ovulate 3 weeks instead of 1 week out of the month. So they're just on some like.
And how long do you have?
Mean and horny shit.
She gets back to regular schedule, you said?
Maybe never, bro. I don't know. I don't know what happens, dude. But like, if they undergo a shift and they become mean and horny, bro.
Wow.
You got a mean lady?
Yeah, I mean, their fucking PMS stuff's out of control. I was actually describing it to my therapist. I was like telling her, I'm like, well, you know, we're getting along pretty well. But, you know, her, like, ovulation shit switched up. So now she's, like, mean, like, a lot of the time. I was like, her words, not mine. Is that what you feel there? Yeah. But, yeah, dude, it's pretty tight. You have to, like, you got to fully wrangle. You got to go full Marlboro, man, dude.
Did she ever say, like, hey, anytime I get mad
she
like
figured
that,
it took a while to figure out. Yeah. She didn't know. At first, we were just ramming heads. And I was like, what are you doing? And it was just kind of like, because I'm like, I can take a week here and there. This was like. No light at the end of the tunnel. And I was just like, you're so, at one point I was just like, you're so fucking mean.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. No, once we figured it out, now I'm like, oh, your pussy's freaking out. And then I got horny and now it's.
Yeah. Once you see a wild pussy.
Yeah. I'm just channeling sexual.
Pardon me. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for saying that. Please forgive me.
It's like the basketball coach in Last Chance U. You know, you got to like, you charge him up, but then that runs out. Sometimes you got to go with the cry.
I don't know about that analogy. That's a little.
You got to go with the cry.
I'm sorry, Matt. Why don't you apologize to Matt for what you just
said? No, I think he's likening me to a black preacher.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes you got to charge him up. You got to go after him. But then other
people. I don't want to delve into this too far, but I do think you owe Matt an apology.
No,
I just. You said he had a mad wife and you compared him to a coach in Last Chance
here. I'm saying when you seem to be getting on him about the cry.
Matt, I'll tell you where my mind goes when you make a joke like that.
I know, but that's something you need to work
okay.
on.
I'm telling you what. I think that's exactly the answer to any relationships problem. You have to become a strong black Christian man. If you just attack it from that angle, you can't lose.
Yeah.
You cannot lose.
What? How so?
Just if you get into an argument, you just got to be like, God doesn't want us doing this, babe.
You got to start citing Ezekiel.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. All the dudes I used to work with would definitely hit me. They'd be like, well, you know, God says man created woman out of man's ribs, therefore. And I'd just be like, bro.
Right, right.
Mm. They would bust out on arguments. And, you know, you have to be like, yeah,
okay. Let us pray.
Yeah, exactly. It's the solution to all the problems, dude. It's like, girl, dude, God does not want us doing this.
I had a girl who tried to meditate.
The beast. What do you think?
He's neutral.
Chill. Good.
Toss your hat in the ring.
I'm waiting for you to finish this analogy. I've never heard it before, so I was very interested in you finishing it and saying that you just go black Christian man.
How do you keep your bitch in line?
I definitely don't turn into a black Christian.
Yeah.
If I quoted the Bible around her, she'd probably fucking hook me.
Why?
What's wrong with Have the Bible? You ever met this woman?
Kyle would love the Bible, bro.
She doesn't give a fuck about the Bible.
Dude, she longs for church, dude.
No, she does not.
She's a good woman. She longs for the...
Longs for church, dude.
So you just got to tangle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got to find that balance.
I've seen
Don't be a bitch.
I've seen how Beezer handles it. It's pretty impressive. Because he'll...
What's that?
You'll make fun of her or like say something fucked up and just keep it pushing. It's pretty impressive.
You got to ride it out.
No apologies.
No.
That's what I like.
With Philly girls, too, especially, because they're that aggressive. You got to just – because the minute you show weakness, you're done.
Yeah.
You're dead in the water.
Say something fucked up, just be like, let her go back to the room. You're like, fuck it, I don't give a fuck.
Oh yeah,
it's nice. She'll come back.
Yeah, more than likely they'll come.
Yeah,
back
one of these times. Yeah,
takes 45 minutes.
Yeah,
but if you get angry, I've actually kind of I think figured this out. If you antagonize your bae and you just let you go, look, man, like I don't know what happened there, but you just let it go and you don't try to be like, well, actually, look, that just extends it. If you just go like, hey, like not right now, 45 minutes later.
Sometimes they cool down. Sometimes they spend that 45 minutes coming up with a way to drag you deeper.
Yeah, sometimes I will say I've got a very
they hit their little like Marcus Aurelius tent. Right. They're like,
what does he have in my apartment I can destroy? Yeah. That he cares about. Yeah.
Would she break your things?
Oh
shit. Yeah. Really? Admit it. What are you trying to hide her
troops
from the truth?
Got amassed along the border, you know what I mean? It was like nothing I don't think ever got fully destroyed, but there was definitely like, let's find something that you care about.
And you walked in and she had a hammer next to your television.
Next to the Oculus.
That would be
girls
hate the Oculus, dude. Yeah, yeah. If you slap an Oculus on, they're just like,
yeah, if you leave a reality, if you leave their dimension.
Well, it changes the negotiation because then you're not talking about the fight. It's a hostage situation.
True.
And you got to be like, okay, now let's put that down. You know?
I have a pair of jeans I think Brittany cut on purpose. She was like pissed, like kind of half fucking with me.
What is going on with you? Yeah, what the fuck?
She took scissors to a pair of my jeans and just was like fucking around. I'm going to cut them. Like, you're not going to cut them. And just was like, I kind of hit her with like, you won't. And she nicked a pair right on the back. And I have like a little, I look at it every time. I'm like, motherfucker.
A little reminder.
Gave me a little cut. Yeah, she gave me just fucking sliced a little.
Threateningly cut your pants?
Yeah. What are you guys?
They weren't on. Nah, dude.
Yeah.
Wait. You did say nothing was fully broken. So that means something was actually.
I think he backpedaled pretty hard on that.
Yeah.
I think things were broke. I think things might have been broken. I know, that's what I mean. Dude, I know a guy. This is my favorite story with like weird domestic quarrels. They were dating and obviously, and they had a falling out and she spazzed and bit him. So she bit him and he was like, what the fuck? Get the fuck out of my house, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So he kicked her out after she sank her teeth into him.
Holy shit.
And then he came home and his turtles were gone. And she was like, I have your fucking turtles and threatened to kill them.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, dude. This guy was just like in shambles telling me this thing. I was in his living room being like, where's your turtle thing, dude?
Damn, his turtles got kidnapped?
Did you get it back? This was one of my fellow weedsmen back in the day.
Yeah.
You get some rough babes, dude, when you're fucking living in the darkness.
And when you're in the trenches, your mind plays tricks on you because you get bit and you go, you know what? That sucked, but I might be on easy street for a while. She's in debt to me now.
One bite is nothing, dude.
You think that's at least 2 months of like me, no bullshit. Yeah, I'll be fine. Dude.
I've watched Chris go through this, and it's been tough because I'm usually in his ear like, come on, man, get out. This is because I've seen you. It took a toll on the boy. Yeah. My boy's.
Yeah.
He's laid up. He's on online video games. This is
that rules.
His last refuge. It does sound great. Sounds great.
Yeah.
But
I needed a community.
I like the one where you. I'm going to speak out. I'm going to speak on this. Let me know if. Tell me when to stop.
All right.
The one where she was angrily texting you and you jokingly replied.
Oh yeah.
This is one of my favorite fights because I walk through Chris's room every day. And I usually get a good read on how things are going. I'll walk through. Oh,
man.
Well, that's so funny, too, that you traverse.
So you were laughing on that one.
Well, that was so wild because, I just been a sad boy for like a week, just like in my apartment. She's like, is there somebody else? And it's just like, no, I'm just.
Yeah.
And then she likes. I woke up to just like 10 texts that are just. Just taking it to me.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is all minister propaganda bullshit.
Yeah. Give me an example of what something she would hit you with that would hurt your feelings.
Stuff that's just like.
Small penis?
No, that one she backed off of.
She was doing that before?
She would hit me with that, but it was just like.
Yeah.
Who are you talking to?
Yeah. It's my
penis. I had a girl spread a rumor about me. Totally false rumor about me having a small penis in high school. I walked into a high school basketball game and I remember like I just broke it, just broken up, and I'm like bird dogging chicks, like looking at them. And there was like, and I was like, I found out like 2 weeks later, and I was like, You bitch.
Yeah, that's like, you bitch. Would she, like, that stuff where it's just like, that's like you, when you can see who, like, what other guys they've been dating. It's like, you clearly dated someone before this that would spaz if you had this, you said they had a small dick.
Or had a fucking.
Everyone she dated, she made money. She dated pretty much me and then only Division I athletes. So I was, maybe it was like a perspective thing.
Yeah, yeah.
He's us. I mean, us D1 athletes do tend to have huge domes.
That's what I'm saying, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's nothing. Yeah.
I was just more of like getting suspended from school, bad boy stoner.
For like killing hamsters.
Well, I took the rap in high school for alcohol that wasn't mine.
Ooh.
Okay. $400
That's
bucks.
A ski move.
Damn.
$400, bro.
So
my daddy was mad.
She was texting you mean things. What types of things that were mean that would she say to you? Did she know your OLs?
Yeah. Nah, actually no. I think that was like the weirdest part about
she couldn't
like,
figure it out.
Yeah. Well, she figured out if she would find things that like yeah. Jesus well, Christ.
Here, I'll say all this. Right, this is to be fair. To be fair to women, the fact that they have to see like any like, you know, they see your average penis and the fact that they don't immediately go to that right away because they know it'll just absolutely end the argument. It's got to be hard for them because they've seen dongs, dude.
I will say,
like they have a dong Pokedex that
I understand,
you don't know of.
But if they want to get into a body argument,
that's
they're in trouble.
Yeah,
that's going to hurt them way worse.
So?
Like
I
if some girl
oh
made fun of my
God.
Dong, I'd be like, "Your pussy is disgusting."
Yeah. True, they would. Yeah, game.
You don't even have to go there.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah.
Say
I don't.
Anything
I
don't, so much lighter. And
like, I want
them.
You to know you stink.
Yeah, like you smell like shit.
It makes me sick.
No, I maintain this. I made.
Trust me, I've got the nukes loaded. I got a small dong, dude. I got to be mentally prepared.
I don't body shame. I do not body shame.
You body shame constantly.
I do not body shame. I take a strong rope-a-dope approach to relationship fights.
What? How so?
Where it's just like, if they're hitting me with like, fucking, you got a small dick, it's like, I want you to know that I love you.
Oh,
I want you
Chris,
to know.
That's not rope-a-dope.
No, that's
rope-a-dope.
That's no, it's not.
No, it is.
You're turning into a strong black
is.
Christian
it,
man.
Yeah. I don't know what's going on with you right now, but you need to know that I love you.
Yep.
How come you never do that with me? With me, he runs off and pouts.
Oh, come on.
And I got to come in there.
That's because I'm using it all
and then
up.
When I,
yeah,
true.
He's gassed. He's gassed, dude. He's gassed.
And then I walk through and he's like, you know you have a small dick. And I'm like, fuck you, Chris.
Paying it forward.
So,
you're like, fuck you, Chris. Your fucking pussy stinks.
Yeah, Chris. Your ass.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like women could. I feel like a hot, like, young chick, like 24-year-old, you'd be like, you're fucking have, like, abs or something. I don't know.
What, to make fun of her?
Yeah, if it was just some, like, smoking
bro,
hot.
Bro, you can. If you can't true. Eviscerate a woman in a war true. Of words, you are a loser.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
You need to be
true.
Able to eviscerate.
I guess you could just really, you could easily be like, that's why you have some weird ass fucking eye thing going.
Yeah, like, they'd be like, what?
Man.
Yeah.
Girl, that's the thing too. To be fair to girls, they're in like a mental pressure cooker that's totally unprecedented in terms of like social media and like comparing themselves to like filtered pictures of their friends doing things without them. It's fucking hell, dude. It's girl hell. Girls are in girl hell 24/7.
Yeah.
They're just like this. In girl hell.
Although my boy got body shamed by a chick and
what?
It eviscerated him. Fuck.
Shit.
I forget what he said. The girl said. So
when was this? Was this high school?
This was Weaver, the kid you just.
Yeah, yeah.
We just met him in Indianapolis.
I think I met Weaver. Did I meet
Weaver's the man. Yeah.
Yeah, you met him.
Shout out, dude.
Dude fucking rules.
I guess they were trying to get into a cab at the same time as this like really hot chick.
Mm-hmm.
And he like started to argue with this girl and she was like, I guess having man tits is back in style. And he was just like,
yeah,
and she got in and took the cat. Yeah. Eviscerated the boy.
Ooh.
Yeah.
He should have swung on her.
I don't
at least punch the cab.
I don't buy it at
all. At least punch the cab.
I don't buy it. I'm not
punch
swinging
the cab,
on anybody.
Not punching the cab.
Well, it's like, she's beautiful. Yeah. You're beautiful.
Yeah,
nah, you gotta fucking. Yeah. Somebody hit me
honestly,
with bitch
if that
tits.
Were me,
yeah.
if that were me, I would have exposed myself immediately.
You'd be like, "How about this? Are these gay? Show your penis."
I mean, my flaccid penis, my classical flaccid.
Like,
penis.
Oh, you think my tits are bad? Wait till you see my.
Yeah. Wait till you see my
mangled dong.
Wait till you see my oil painting of a penis.
Well, it's like, I don't know. I'm not that I'm not. Look, people make fun of my body. I could start to cry for sure, but.
Has she, has this,
but,
has
but,
your
but,
has
but
she, have you
I,
cried?
For
have you
her,
cried?
It doesn't bother me.
When
what?
She, have you cried?
Never.
When she made fun of you, you never went home and cried?
No.
Out of like frustration or anything?
Frustration, I've cried. Yes is the answer.
Yes is the answer. And it doesn't matter.
Frustration from fighting, it's never been after that kind of stuff. Like, she'll hit me with that kind of stuff. Like, you just want me to be like a housewife. It's like, I don't know who you're fighting, but it's like, that ain't me.
That's just fighting some other dude.
She's
fighting the patriarchy. Excuse me. She's fighting the patriarchy, dude.
Yeah.
Girls are convinced you're trying to, like, first of all, as someone who stays at home with a child 2 days a week.
Easy.
You're staying home dead.
Easy, dude. Yes. I don't know what the fuss is. Chill. We watch Close Encounters of a Fifth Kind.
That was a PA on my own. I was just trying to be a jerk. It's
dude,
funny.
I'm telling you, it's
there's
chill.
Nothing wrong with that
I've
at all.
I've always wanted to do
yeah,
it,
yeah, of course.
Dude.
Of course.
I fucking chill, have fun. It's like 2 days a week. And, you know, we get the babysitter to come over. But there's like days where it's just me. I'll fucking stand up, dude. I'll stand up right now.
So why?
If I wouldn't absolutely upset this entire film setup, dude, where I'd like take myself out of frame forever. Dude. No, dude.
I'm not saying married.
I'm a fucking married man.
Of course
you are. No, you're chilling with the kid 2 days. All day long, dude.
Yeah. Having a blast playing blocks. They take a nap. It's the life, dude. I'm not going to lie. And I feel bad that women have psyched themselves out being like, ugh. It's like, dude, no one's saying you have to, but it's like you can. And it's sweet.
Yeah, and it's honorable. It's
yeah,
nice.
You have the best. They have the best of both worlds. They can totally be like, and everyone's like, fuck yeah, you did you served your time.
Yeah.
You were a waitress for 6 years.
Don't disrespect women. Guys, you're begetting violence.
I'm sorry. This is a long journey, dude.
We're on journeys.
I'm starting from my progressivism is just like negative 500.
I'm on a journey. Sorry, not all of us start at third base. You know
true,
what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Not all of us had a very short journey to reach it. Yeah. I'm on a long journey. Let me fucking journey.
Sorry, some of us had alpha ass dads, dude.
Sorry, our dads weren't fucking gay.
Damn it. That's what I'm saying.
That's why I resent how much women tell other women that they're not beautiful. That's why I always
heard that
the positivity.
Dude. Yeah, they, dude, honestly, dude. They attack each other, man. It's fucked up.
Yeah.
They attack each other's looks. And I'm frankly really – I'm sick of women against women relational violence.
Honestly, dude. I do get constantly attacked online for my looks.
Do you?
By the bros, dude. The broskies love just saying –
We got to do better, dude.
That's wrong.
I wish they'd just knock it off, but
– We got to do better, dude. Because I have feelings.
I have feelings.
We can't have ski on ski violence.
Ski on ski violence, dude.
We can't have ski on ski violence, dude. That's what they want.
This is exactly what they want.
You can't have ski on ski violence.
This is what the black man wants. Chris, knock it off. I'm trying to journey. What are you talking about?
I'm trying to help you.
The black man's trying to tear us apart, dude.
The black man's trying to convince white guys the skis they have average to small penises.
Everybody's against us.
Dude.
I can't wait till that gets in text. Written out. On the recent episode, they said the black man was trying to hold them back.
Hold back the skis.
The skis are just
trying to golf, dude.
The skis are just
it's
hitting the
legs. It's going to be like brosies sick. Whatever.
The skis are trying to share funny fucking memes on their phone and have fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, you know, people resent that. People resent that kind of fun, and they try to tear you down.
So
they find
you,
your
when
OLs.
You cried, when she
my
would make
family.
You cry.
What?
She would make you cry. You would. All right. You didn't even explain the funny fight.
Yeah, that drifted away.
Here,
well,
we
got fired up.
Didn't even come close to explaining the story.
So she, I'm trying to remember exactly how this went.
She
down.
Fucking sent him a bunch of paragraphs. Talking
oh
shit.
Yeah, and yeah. I said because I would always text her good morning. So I
damn
text her,
you are a strong black Christian, dude.
Yeah.
Good morning, my queen.
So, yes.
Damn, dude.
So I sarcastically sent.
Oh,
a good morning.
In response
after the
all
night of fighting.
Oh,
after
she
a long, sir, all his hate. I was like, good morning.
Oh,
was she sending those texts?
No.
Was she sending those texts that morning or the night before?
No.
She
was
a bit of a night owl.
What? No.
So she woke up hot and was like, I'm going to fire these 10 at him.
And ripped all those off. Nice.
And
I sent
you came back with good morning?
Yes, I sent a good morning back.
I like that.
She was like, that was meant for someone else. You fucking
yeah. That was my favorite part. I was walking through right when that happened.
She would explain like, no, actually, was just having a jab at you.
Yeah, but it's also like, you know, that's just another way of getting me into a fight. You know,
true.
It's a strategy. It's always a strategy to draw you deeper into a.
I think there's like an emotional thing where there's like some people like that, like build up, release, and like when you start to like log jam that with just being super chill,
Yeah. Well, a lot of, that's, you know, some people want it like, you know, some people, that's how they, that's the only way they can know.
Saying
that,
some people were just talking about it. Yeah.
Well, that's, you know, I don't know. I feel in general. Because a lot of times, you know, they're aware of it, but it's hard to control. You know, I have the same shit